You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Museums usually mount exhibits featuring an artist or an art movement or a period in history. But for the first time in its history, the Museum of Modern Art is devoting an exhibition to an art dealer. Ileana Sonnabend ran a famous gallery in New York and Paris starting in the 1960s, and she was the subject of a painting by pop artist Andy Warhol. Joining us now to talk about Sonnabend and the show is WNYC's art critic, Deborah Salomon. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So why is MoMA devoting a whole show to an art dealer? Aren't they just business people?
I think art dealers often are demonized as ruthless salespeople who have no genuine interest in art. But that, of course, is a completely false stereotype. And it's nice to see Ileana Sonnabend acknowledged at the Museum of Modern Art. The problem is that the museum is being very defensive about the show. I asked Glenn Lowry, the director of the museum, at a press conference this week whether the show was the first devoted to an art dealer at the Museum of Modern Art. And this is what he said.
Yeah, I don't have the full history. I don't know. It doesn't bother me in the least, though. If you're asking the question, does it raise a concern for me to devote an exhibition to an art dealer? The answer is in these rooms. I think it makes a lot of sense under the right circumstances.
So he did sound a little defensive there, right?
Yeah, he claimed not to know whether this was the first show devoted to a dealer. And there's nothing embarrassing about devoting a show to an art dealer. People are always so afraid to let commerce into the story of art, but it's essential.
Yeah, Sonnabend was a Jewish immigrant from Romania. How did she end up becoming a gallery owner, and how did she shape the art world?
Well, her father was an industrialist in Bucharest who owned the railroads and much of the infrastructure of the country. So she was an heiress to a great fortune, and she spent her money well. She spent it on contemporary art. When she opened her gallery in New York in 1970, she became one of the leading figures of Soho. Her gallery at 420 West Broadway was located one flight above Leo Castelli's, who was also an art dealer, as well as her ex-husband. And together, the two of them reigned over Soho throughout the 80s.
Wow, what a combo. So let's get back to the show. Does the show work? What's your review of it?
I really wanted to like the show because she was a very appealing figure. She loved geometric art. She was known for promoting Neo Geo in the 80s. And she looked like a geometric sculpture herself. She always wore big tent dresses and looked kind of triangular. She was very reticent, didn't try to sell the work to you when you walked into her gallery, and had a great mystique about her. She clearly was willing to show the most daring art of her time. And in the MoMA show, we get to see a beautiful neon piece by Bruce Nauman, as well as some first-rate photographs by Hiroshi Sugimoto called Dioramas. They are photographs of the dioramas at the Museum of Natural History, and some pretty edgy stuff, such as Vito Acconci's Seedbed, which is a grainy black and white film in which he is shown masturbating at the Sonnabend Gallery in 1971. I wouldn't say it's a high point of art, but it's certainly a high point of art controversies.
So, Deborah, how did this show come about anyway?
The show came about because the Sonnabend estate donated a painting to the Museum of Modern Art, basically in exchange for this show. The painting is a Rauschenberg. It's a Robert Rauschenberg painting. It's a real masterpiece. It's called Canyon. It's one of his combined paintings in which he combines paint and objects. In this case, paint and a stuffed bald eagle on a canvas. And because bald eagles are considered a protected species in the United States and cannot be sold, the painting could not be sold by the estate. They had to give it away. They gave it to MoMA. And in exchange, MoMA is mounting this tribute to Ileana Sonnabend.
So the Sonnabend estate basically donated this painting, and now the museum is doing a whole show around it. Is it some sort of quid pro quo going on?
And it's very unusual. When Leo Castelli donated a Rauschenberg entitled Bed to MoMA, there was no Leo Castelli show. I don't think most donors expect to be touted with their own exhibitions when they donate a work.
You know, as we mentioned earlier, this is MoMA's first show on an art dealer. Are we likely to see any others?
I think art dealers are completely legitimate subjects for shows, but I think those shows should occur long after the dealer has stopped dealing. And in this case, the Sonnabend Gallery is still in existence, which creates, I think, a conflict of interest. But I wonder, listeners, what do you think? Do you think Larry Gagosian and David Zwirner and other New York dealers should be given shows at the Museum of Modern Art? Why or why not?
Let us know at WNYC.org. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and the author of American Mirror, The Life and Art of Norman Rockwell. Thanks so much, Deborah.
Thanks, Sotirios.
You're listening to WNYC.